Welcome back, everybody. We are here to the last talk of this first session of the day of track one. I remind to you that if you have any question, any doubt about the talk, don't wait until the end of the talk, but also when you have the question, brought it in the pod that you can find on the website. And inside, if you search for the talk, you have a link direct to the pod where you can put your question and also your comments if you have any comments. This talk is carried by Luca De Lucchi, that is a GIST technician in the research center of Fondazione Edmund Monk, and is a very active member of the OSM community and the FOSFOR community in Italy. The talk will be focused on the work that is done in OSM by the Italian Alpine Club.
Hi everybody, I'm Luca De Lucchi, I'm working at Fondazione Edmund Monk, institute in Trento that is working on agriculture, environment, and food. And I'm going to present a work that we are doing with the Italian Alpine Club. And the presentation is done with Alfredo Gattai and Alessio Piccioli. Both of them are a member of the Hiking Path Committee of CAI, the SOSEC. Let's see what is the Club Alpino Italiano. It's the oldest alpine club in Italy. They manage different activities like dissemination. They manage the hiking path, the alpine hut, and they keep cleaned all the path, and they protecting the alpine environment. They are divided in several chapters around the Italy, and each chapter is managing the area around them. So they manage to clean the path, and they organize event, they organize exit in the mountain. So as I told before, the CAI is managing the hiking path all over the Italy, and they are thousands of kilometers, probably more than 100,000 kilometers. So let's see how was the story between CAI and all. The first activity was in 2009, when a group of OpenStreetMap contributors organized the first mapping party in the mountain. And this activity was repeated for 4 or 5 years. Each summer there was a mapping party in the mountain, and obviously we took contact with the local chapter of CAI in the area of mountain mapping party. In 2014, there was the first hiking map done with OpenStreetMap data. And the time was 2. And they was presented at a CAI festival. And there was really interest about them. In 2016, there was the convention between CAI and the Italian local chapter, Wikimedia Italia. So there was this convention was to improve the quality and the quantity of data in OpenStreetMap, and to make dissemination about this activity. A month later, there was the first version of the CAI plugin for JAWS. And the day after, there was created a wiki page about CAI, where we wrote the guideline to map hiking path, alpine hut, and all the information needed by CAI. 2018, CAI make a call for data implementation in Infomont, and this was the start of the project that I'm going to speak. And also in the 2018, there was a special rendering for Kai hiking path that is visible in the GeoRescue mobile app. So let's see how is the project, Kai Osm project. It started in 2018 and is continue right until now. It has three main topics. One is the data insert. The second one is the development of some script. And the third one is the training. So let's see the first one. So to the data insert, the first step was data homogenization because the data was collected by several Kai members around Italy, but they was provided in different format with a different accuracy. And so we had to work to clean the data and to have a good start point to insert. When the data was corrected, we start the data preparation for the entry. This was mainly to create a WMS service and a task manager to work within this activity. And at the end, there was the data entry. Before data entry, there was a connection between me and the local chapter member to see if the data was updated and so on. The second activity was the develop of some scripts, and I created some scripts to convert the OpenStreetMap data in this different format, GIS format like GeoJSON, KML, but also some other format like documents to have a catalog of the hiking path. We will see some result later. Now we are in the code test. So we are testing the code to see that is doing the work properly. And in the next month, we will go in production. So there will be some cron job that are creating the data every time, probably every week or something like that. And the last one was the training. So we organized several events to train Kai member to insert data in OpenStreetMap. So what we used during this project, one of the most important tool is the wiki. So this is the wiki page about Kai, where you can find all the information how to insert a hiking path or a mountain hut. There are some link to other useful tool. I'm sorry, it's only in Italian, but you can use some translator to understand something more. For each region, or for most of the region, we have a page like this with the catalog of hiking path for that region. And for each path, we save some useful information like the relation ID, the name, the code, and some status information. So if it is complete, if it need the guidepost or something like that. We have a documentation. It's only in Italian, and this was done by Alessio Piccioli during these training activities. And we have four level of documentation, from general concept about GPS and OpenStreetMap, to some really advanced activities that are useful only for few people and not for all the members. We have a dedicated mailing list. It's the toolkit Kai. It's not high traffic mailing list, but it's useful for new Kai members that want to insert data, so they can ask, and some other people that are already used, they can answer to that dedicated question. It is mainly in Italian, but if you write something in English, someone will answer you in English, of course. As I told before, we have a plugin for JAWS, and this is really useful because you have not to remember all the tag that you can use, and he give you a preset of tags for each element that are useful for Kai member. So we use the task manager to make the data entry. The task manager was installed in Wikimedia Italia server. And for each region, we created a task with a dedicated WMS service. And this was really useful because for each area, we can see how is the completeness of that area. So if it is complete, we can skip to add data. Now the task manager could be really useful if we are able to create a validate people that are going to validate the data from the local Kai chapter. This could be really amazing because you don't need any kind of OpenStreetMap knowledge, but just to see if an area is complete and the people from the chapter are the most important person because they have the local knowledge. And I developed a script or more script that are useful to extract data. As I told before, it is able to convert data from OpenStreetMap format to some GIS format, but is also able to create some beautiful documents like this, where there are all the information about the path and also a small map. And it is able to work on a area or region, or also, for example, for a Kai chapter. So it is able to download only the data related to that chapter. In the development, I developed also a website, and it used the script that I spoke before to give some output. So you can see the path, you can query the path, or you can download all the paths in a different format. And it is also able to send some alert when some data are modified in OpenStreetMap. You can send an email or a message on Telegram. We are now testing the website. There are some problems still, but it should go online by the end of the summer or the first month of the next fall. So what is the situation in Italy? Right now we have around 40,000 kilometers of data. You can see that in 2017 there was a really few kilometers. In 2017 and 2018 there was two big steps, and after there was a linear increase, and the last two bar in the right are by 14 days different only, instead 1 year or 6 months. But you can see that there are some small improvement every week. This instead is the regional trend. Most of the region has some improvement from 2017 to now, but there are some regions that they have really few data still. The most problematic probably is the Val d'Aosta, because it's yes, it's a small region, but it's completely in the mountain, so it has for sure more than 25 kilometers of path, but they are not mapped correctly or according to the CHI guidelines, so we have to work a lot on that region. Other regions instead, like Trentino Alto Adige, Emilia Romagna, Toscana, are close to be full, and they need only revision when some patterns changed. What tool we can use, or what are the output from OpenStreetMap data to see this hiking path data in the web or in some printed map? So this isn't the most used website. It's a Waymarked Trail, the hiking version, and you can see the path, you can query. It's really amazing, and I know that a lot of CHI member is using it to see the data and to see their work on OpenStreetMap. Another beautiful website is a Map Refuge. From my point of view, it has a really beautiful rendering. It's clear, and you can easily see the path. This is an Italian product done by WebMap, that is an Italian company working with OpenStreetMap data. It is specialized in mountain mapping. And this map has two versions, the web one and the printed one. So it is a really beautiful style from my point of view. This is another paper map realized for a chapter of CHI, and it used only open data, OpenStreetMap, and for the hillshade and contour line, it used the open data provided by the region around that area. This is another website providing data for Garmin, so in Garmin format, and you can find also data for hikers, where there are contour line and they are highlight the hiking path through the relation in OpenStreetMap. It is only in Italian, but you can understand or use some translator tool. Another well-known website is the MTB and the hiking maps. It provide a beautiful map for Garmin for all over the world, so you can use it, and I know that several CHI members use it to have the data on their Garmin. For mobile, if you are in Italy, you can use GeoRescue. As I told before, it has a dedicated rendering showing the CHI path, and the only problem with GeoRescue is that you have to pay to get the application. Instead, for CHI member, it's this for free, because they make a convention between CHI and the producer of the application. Otherwise, you can use Osment, that is probably the most used web mobile app, and it has a hiking rendering tool, and you can see the output of that rendering in the image. So for future, we have to go out and collect data, because as we saw before, several region has a low number of kilometer of path. We need to realize events with the Kai chapter to inform them about these activities, to get feedback, and to try to create a local group of people able to insert data, but especially to review the existing data. And the last goal is to create a group of Kai members able to keep the data up to date. So to have someone that are really used to work with OpenStreetMap, they know all the different problem or different tricks. Thanks to everyone. Now should be the time of question.
Thank you very much, Luca, for your interesting presentation about situation of the hiking in Italy and the work done with Kai. So we have some questions that are regarding. I have just a previous question. I lost more or less the slide where you are showing the percentage of the mapping in the different area of Italy. Do we have a brief conclusion? Do you think that there is something that can be done in particular to reach the different level in the different parts of Italy? We have some technical issue. You enter with another account, Luca? Okay.
Lorenzo, sorry,
Okay,
you can hear me? Because the Chromium crashed when you was starting the question, so I didn't listen anything. Sorry.
Okay. My question was just a general question about the state of the art now, which how many are the paths that are already inside OpenStreetMap, how many are not present. You say that the solution is to involve the community of Kai. Do you think there is something organized, something that is happening in the next month?
So, due to the COVID situation, there was really few activities. All the exit for Kai was blocked. So probably there are not many advanced activities, and we are now working to restart all the events and the courses, because until 2 weeks ago it was not possible to do more or less anything here, so it was everything stopped.
Yeah, sure. It's happening in lots of the part of the world. We have now more technical question, especially regarding the routing for hikers. Is there a dedicated routing for hikers in Italy or someone else? You say something in your presentation, maybe the question was done before. Maybe you can say which are the one that you recommend for the use, and their request. There are recommended tags to help hiking routing compared to the normal routing.
So about what tool there is, for example, Infomont, it has a routing inside. So the official Kai application has some routing that is using the OpenStreetMap data. You can use Osmend and it create the route using the normal tag. And there are no specific tags for hiking routing. So you can use the normal tag, and after the router should be done for IKERS. You cannot modify the data to improve the router, but the router should be improved with the data of OpenStreetMap.
You should use a dedicated routing for this action.
Yeah.
Okay, if
yeah.
you want, you have the webcam disabled if you would like to attach to.
Yeah, but if I touch it, probably I have some problem with connection.
Okay, okay. No problem. There is a question about the maintenance because they say, does a relation type equal router periodically broken? How do you detect the broken router?
Yeah, so this is a well-known problem. We are using the router analyzer to check a little bit the relation is still correct. And this is the next step for future. We have to think how to maintain all the relation, because we are speaking about several thousand of relation, and it's quite difficult. But as I told in the presentation, our plan is to have a good base of CAI volunteering that are managing the check of root and the relation too.
The idea is to have people that are focusing on this aspect and check their area of interest.
Yeah, they are using some tool. Sorry?
Okay. Is it dangerous between my speak and when you're listening? I'm trying to make the question now. It is dangerous for hikers when they are hiking paths that are incorporated wrong or even not updated in the specific area. How do you deal with this?
Okay, so this question was done from some guy in 2007 or 2008, and my answer is more or less the same. So if you go out, you have to look in front of you and not on the map, because a lot of people is using map from 80s still, and the data are completely broken. So I think that the first stuff is to use your brain and check if the data are respecting or are still useful or not. Obviously, it's a little bit more dangerous than with the car, but it's the same problem. If you drive a truck and you just look the map, you don't look the signal, you can arrive in a point that you cannot go on. So, for my point of view, the first stuff is use the brain when you go out. And after, of course, an updated map is really useful and it makes differences. But until now, we survive without any mobile application. We have a paper with a really low resolution and there was no problem. Now the stuff are a little bit better. Obviously, data not updated are not good, and we are trying to update more data as possible.
Oh. About this topic, there is a question that is requesting. There are any other hiking clubs interested in this great work in Italy? I think that. There are some other cycling clubs, but I think that mostly are inside the CAI one, since it's the biggest one and the national one.
Yeah, there are some other association like FIE, that is the Italian Federation for Hiking. But I don't know if they are working on this topic too. I know that there was some work near Genoa, and but I have no clear idea about other association. I also know there are another association that is slow walking. Yeah, the translation is something like that, and they are using OpenStreetMap 2 for their route. So the stuff are moving because OpenStreetMap has the capability to be modified by everyone, and there are a lot of data of path, and it's a good situation for hiker to use OpenStreetMap instead Google or other providers that are more focused on car and on car mainly.
Okay. There is a question that requests how many mappers are mapping for the project?
I have really no idea. I know that there are maybe 100 people, because I knew at least 50 or something like that, according the courses that we did and other people that are working already in hiking path. But I have no clear idea, for example, for the south of Italy. I know that there are some group of people that are adding data related to hiking path. There is a big community about people with mountain bike, and they are also improving so hiking path and so on. I have no idea about the number.
So there is a more technical question. Are you using GPS with RTK to better map the path in the mountains?
I'm using Garmin GPS. I didn't use still some RTK to improve the data, also because my mobile is not supporting still the real-time correction or also post-processing correction. But this could really be useful because in the mountain there are a lot of noise due to the trees and also the mountain, the shape of the mountain, they make a lot of noise. So this could be really useful to improve the data. But at the other time, if we are wrong of not many meters, is not a big problem because there are no many paths in the mountain. So if we have an error about 10 meters, it could be not a big problem. Obviously, if there is 1 meter error, it's better than 10 meters. But right now, I think that 10 meters could be a good resolution for hiking path.
Okay, thanks very much. I'm agree with you. I think that there are not so much path inside the mountain, so there is hard to choose the wrong one. If it's wrong by 5 meters, you have just this one on the mountain. You don't have 10 of them in which you have to choose or which one you have to take. So there is just a few comments. Thank you for the work and the talk. I would just like to ask you as the last question. Do you think that this work could be done in some other part of the world if there are some other community of hiking that are interested in importing their data inside OpenStreetMap? Do you think that this is something that can be redone and repeated in some other part of the world?
Yeah, I think yes, because it's not really specific stuff. We have just collected the data from all the Kai chapter and asked them to provide more information as possible, maybe some pictures sometime also. So yeah, it's possible to replicate, and I'm really happy if someone else wants to replicate to help them. And it's just not an import, because we didn't import any data. It's too complicated to import this kind of data. But we map, or I map the data that the Kai provide me. And I show in the presentation, we use some tool, the Tasking Manager, to provide some helping tool for other people. And we can share our workflow. And yes, for sure, it's possible to replicate. And I think that OpenStreetMap is really a good platform for this kind of data.
Okay. Thank you very much, Luca. Grazie per your presentation. So this is the end of this talk. See you in the next session.
Okay. Bye. Thank you very much.